When King Arthur and his knights roistered after dinner at the Round Table, or when Robin Hood and his merry men celebrated after putting one over on the Sheriff of Nottingham, what do you think they drank? Mead, arguably the mother of all alcoholic beverages. It's wine made from honey, and it's more than just booze. Many are the legends and stories associated with mead, and Stephanie Krieger from Nani Moon Meadery on Kauai is on the phone from Kapaa to tell us more. Good morning, Stephanie.
Good morning.
Mead is, I'm getting the feeling it's more than just a liquid, isn't it?
It is. It's beautiful. It's nectar of the gods.
Well, the whole idea of wine made from honey, for most people who hear that, that's really all they need to hear, yeah?
Yes and no. Sometimes when people hear that wine made from honey, they think, they automatically assume it's a sweet beverage.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, there are so many different styles of mead out there, just as many styles as there are wine and beer. So that's one of the major misconceptions of mead.
Well, how would you characterize what it tastes like? Is there a way to sort of define it?
Well, there are so many different profiles, again. And when you talk about the ancient European days, the more traditional meads were made very thick with honey and water, and they were very sweet.
Mm-hmm.
But throughout the ages and the thousands of years that mead has been in existence, different cultures have added their own styles. So mead, in addition to honey, can be fermented with fruits and spices and even beer ingredients. So it has so many different, each style can have such a different profile from the next.
What do you folks specialize in?
Well, we specialize in Hawaiian meads. Our focus is 100% locally sourced honey and fruits and spices from our independent farmers and beekeepers here on Kauai and in Hawaii. And we have several different styles. Our styles are dry and fruit forward. Then we do have some spiced varieties and also some semi-sweet varieties.
What kind of reactions do you get from, you know, people who come in and don't even know what it is?
Well,
I assume there are such people, right?
There are, most of them.
Yeah.
It's surprising. The clientele that comes in that really knows about mead usually has an interest in the craft brew community.
Uh-huh.
So those who are interested in craft brews usually have more of a knowledge in mead, maybe because they've experimented with it in their home brewing styles. But it's really education one person at a time. So I basically just go over that basic definition that honey defines all meads, that any mead will always have honey. But we always start with letting people know that ours are created more in the style of a wine,
mm-hmm.
and crafted in a way that can be enjoyed in Hawaii's climate with our cuisine, the tropical fruit-forward characteristics in some of our varieties. Really lend a nice characteristic to our regional cuisine. And then we do have the semi-sweets that are more for those people who really like that traditional style.
Stephanie, you alluded to the craft brew community. Tell me, there is such a community?
Yes, there is. You know, those who are interested in microbrews and you know, the beer style in general. And I've noticed when I started creating these meads about 13 years ago, I really did it with the premise of making them more in the style of a wine, you know, a product that could be enjoyed on the table just like any other fine wine here in Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
But what I found in the past few years is that my clientele that comes in that is really excited about mead really are those in the craft brew community. And, you know, for example, we participate in the Kona Brew Fest, and we've been there for the past 3 years. We have such a great support system there. We have such a great following. And so it's interesting how, even though I started with this intent to focus on a wine-style mead, that those who are into the craft brews and the beer have such a great interest in my product.
Well, that's great that you have a ready-made audience, isn't it?
It is, and it's growing.
Well, you know, Stephanie, the whole, you allude, I think it's on your website, that you allude to the whole kind of the mystical origins of mead, which goes back, longer than any other recorded alcoholic beverage, right?
It's true.
And you were sort of linking it to the whole origin of the honeymoon, which is something I hadn't known about.
Yes, well, you know, that's something that I discovered once I started making meads in my garage, was that legend of the honeymoon and its link to mead. And if you Google honeymoon and mead, you will find so many different variations on that legend.
What is the legend? Can you sort of sum it up for me?
Yeah, the summary is basically, you know, back in the ancient days where mead was the primary alcoholic beverage of choice, when a couple were to get married, they would enjoy mead or honey wine during their ceremony and for one full moon cycle after their nuptials. And this was thought to induce fertility and prosperity and wealth throughout their marriage. And back in the old days, the birth of sons. I try to be more politically correct.
What can I tell you, Stephanie?
When describing it. And so that's where the legend of the honeymoon originated, was from this consumption of mead for the full moon cycle.
Well, you can obviously see that's a custom that has its modern-day versions, doesn't it?
It does.
Especially the whole thing of using the wedding as an occasion to get good and sort of lubricated for your future, in a sense.
Yes.
So do modern-day honeymooners respond to this when they come by on Kauai?
They do. We have so many honeymooners. And, you know, anybody in my circle that gets married is sure to get at least a six-pack of mead from me as a gift. So it's fun. It's fun to introduce couples to that tradition and bring them into the more modern styles that we create here.
So you're, what, 13, 15 years along on this project?
Are you... Yes. I started in 2000 independently up in my garage, and the intent was to really start making a product that utilized our natural resources, added economic value to our honey and our fruit, and to support our small independent farmers and beekeepers and help them grow within the community.
Are you happy with how it's worked out for you, Stephanie?
Oh, it's doing so well. We've, you know, since I've opened the business, I've learned so much more on the side of the importance of the honeybees and how, you know, honey is produced within the bee community. I have several younger beekeepers that are now apprenticing under our old dogs, beekeepers here on Kauai. So, the community is expanding, and it's expanding in a good way. It's creating opportunity for our younger people to really find a place in the sustainable agricultural and apiary community here.
Great, Stephanie. Thanks very much for talking with us this morning, and good luck to you.
Oh, thank you so much. I look forward to meeting you when you come into town.
Absolutely. Stephanie Krieger is the owner of Nani Moon Meadery in Kapa'a, Kauai, and you can learn more about it at hpr2.org.